They made history. You are the first black Republican woman to be elected to the House of Representatives. So two questions. What took so long? And what do you think needs to happen? What do you think needs to happen for more, perhaps, you know, minorities to be elected by the Republican Party?
Well, first of all, I think what we need to mention here is this had nothing to do with race. Understand that Utahns have made a statement that they're not interested in dividing Americans based on race or gender, that they want to make sure that they are electing people who are honest and who have integrity, who could be able to go out and actually make sure that we represent the values that they hold dear. And that's really what made history here. It's that, you know, race, gender had nothing to do with it. Principles had everything to do with it, and Utah values had everything to do with it. And so,
that's
the history that we made here.
I want to challenge you on one point, though, because there will be those that will say not so much dividing on the basis of race, but just making sure that everybody has a seat at the table, a fair shot at getting a seat at the table.
Again, you have to understand, Saratoga Springs, there are very few black members, black residents there. I wasn't elected because of the color of my skin. I wasn't elected because of my gender. I was elected because of the solutions that I put at the table, because I promised I would run a positive issues-oriented campaign, and that's exactly what resonated. Utah is tired of the bickering. They're tired of Congress not getting anything mm-hmm. done. I hear a lot of talk right now about Congress not wanting to work with the president not wanting to work with Congress, and few people are talking about working with the American people. The House of Representatives is the branch of government that's closest to people, and that's who I am. I am a person of the people, and so my job is to make sure I'm representing them at every turn.